My name is Michael Mark Cantonini. He's Ray Atkinson. We are getting set for Game 5 of a six-game series between your Ironbirds and the visiting Hudson Valley Renegades. Tough loss last night, Ray, 9-7. Long game, longest game of the season time-wise for these Birds. But it was a fun atmosphere. It was a season-high crowd, over 2,200 in the ballpark last night. The atmosphere was incredible.
The atmosphere was incredible, and even though you said it's the longest game of the season, it felt so short just because of how much excitement was in last night's game. I mean, you blink and you missed key moments in last night's game. There was a lot happening.
So the star of the show last night for the Ironbirds was Alex Pham, who has worked back-to-back starts of five innings, one hit, and no runs. He's been excellent lately. Take a look at what's going on with Alex Pham. A career-high 11 strikeouts last night. He's the third Ironbird with double-digit strikeouts in a game this season, joining Dan Fetterman and Trace Bright. Impressive numbers there for Alex.
Good company.
And he's on a 17 and a third inning scoreless streak right now. He lowered his season ERA to 1.93 last night.
17 and a third inning with a 1.93 ERA. You could just say that is filthy Pham right there. That is some good stuff from Alex Pham. Wow.
Absolutely. Family barbecue, because he's been cooking up opposing batters this season. So that's what's going on with Alex. He was the star of the show last night for the Birds as he continues to deal. On the flip side, offensively, 7 runs for the Ironbirds, a pretty good showing, of course. But I want to talk about what happened on the bases with the Ironbirds, right?
A lot.
Five more stolen bases last night. It's the 8th time this season the Ironbirds have swiped 4 or more bags in a game. I mean, you can't say enough about what they've done to not only get on base, but then, you know, extend innings and spark rallies by stealing bags.
Yeah, somebody call security because they're stealing bags like it's going out of style. I mean, you're looking at some of the key guys that have been stealing bases this season. Luis Valdez is definitely one of them. 15 for 15. He's definitely a base-running master right now.
Yeah, last year's minor league stolen base champ has picked up right where he left off last year, has not been caught once. In May alone, in 8 games in the month of May, he's 10 for 10. And then look at what Max Wagner has done as well. He's had a sneaky good season stealing bags, 10 for 12 in that department. He's 6 for 6 in the month of May.
That's what you really want out of your leadoff hitter, somebody that can not only just get on base, but somebody that can actually gobble up more bases even afterwards. Small ball is key here in Aberdeen, and they're doing it quite well on the base paths.
And with all the bags that the Ironbirds have swiped lately, they now lead the South Atlantic League with 68 stolen bases. As a team, they've only been caught 11 times.
Yeah, they're picking right up where they left off last season. I remember last season I was watching Pardon the Interruption with Michael Wilbon, and they were featuring Ironbirds on ESPN, and they were saying, hey, what's up with all the stolen bases in minor league baseball this season? And the Ironbirds were front and center for that, and they are continuing that trend in 2023. That is fantastic news.
Well, I like that you mentioned Pardon the Interruption, because Pardon the Interruption right now, I'm going to throw it down to the Iron Maiden down on the field before we get to the keys to the game.
Good evening, Aberdeen! How are we tonight? Woo! Now, come on, I'm like Tinkerbell. I die without applause. Come on, come on! Show me how excited you are, because we have... Woohoo! We have another electric game tonight, I am sure, with our lovely boys in light blue. The games this week have been insane, and I am so pumped for another one tonight. Ryan, who's with me? All right, woo! So thank you also for coming out for Halfway to Booze and Brews. You can see our wonderful mascots, Ferris and Ripcord, in their costumes. If you came out costumed tonight, we're going to have a ton of fun things going on. We'll have our conga line. We have a costume contest. It's going to be a super fun evening. So also, you might see my flight crew around tonight. If you catch them, my little entourage, they are brought to you by Falling Branch Brewery. All right. We're going to have so much fun tonight. Thanks so much. I'll toss it back to you.
All right. Let's wrap up the air show, Ray, by talking about the keys to tonight's game. And it starts with Cooper Chandler. Let's get you the scoop on Coop, Ironbirds fans. Well, Chandler's been excellent lately. He's just given up 1 earned run in his last 11 innings of work. Only 3 hits allowed over his last 3 games. He's looking to continue the trend that he's on.
Continuing the trend of Ironbird starters as well, because as you said with Alex Pham, scoreless yesterday, could be another scoreless game tonight. I mean, Chandler Coop, he's definitely been lighting it up for the Ironbirds on the mound.
So Coop in his last start at Brooklyn went 4 no-hit innings in his first start of the season, looking to follow up that with another good outing tonight. Second key to the game, walk it out. The Ironbirds walked a season-high 9 times last night, just finding different ways to get on base. You know, when you put base runners on, it leads to good things, it leads to runs, and it leads to W's.
That was another easy pass for the Ironbirds. I said that quite a bit yesterday, and it was they definitely patient at the plate is what's going to get them the success that they need in order to get on base and have those stolen bases that we're talking about. Just being able to just look at the pitches, don't be too impatient with what they're about to receive, and then once they get on base, then they're just really, really dangerous. It's that's how this team is going to be very successful this season, because at the same time, yeah, contact hitting, contact, they got it.
And you see a lot of guys working deep counts, getting into those 3-ball counts, and then taking those borderline pitches that are close that a lot of guys would swing at, but they're taking them for balls, and they're getting on base because of it. Final key to the game, a chance to go for a series win tonight, looking for their 4th win in their last 5 games are the Ironbirds, and this would be the Ironbirds' first 6-game series win of the season. So that's big, and the Ironbirds obviously looking to play for that tonight.
6-game series, they feel so long, yet oh so short, and if you can win a 6-game series, that puts you in very good standing in the standings.
Ironbirds looking to keep climbing up the South Atlantic League North Division standings. They'll have another chance to do it coming up at 7:05 Eastern. He's Ray Atkinson. I'm Michael Mark Cantonini. As always, Ironbirds fans,
let's fly.
It's not as nice of a night for a ball game as it was the past few days of this series, but it's nice enough to play, and that is all that matters. What's going on, everybody? My name is Michael Mark Cantonini, the voice of the Ironbirds, and getting you set for Game 5 of 6 between your Aberdeen Ironbirds and the visiting Hudson Valley Renegades. Tough 9-7 loss for the Birds last night after winning the first three games of this series, but they look to get back on track tonight to make it 4 out of 5 and clinch a series victory over the Renegades. The Ironbirds come into tonight's ballgame 13-16 overall, 6-6 at home in a fourth-place tie in the South Atlantic League North Division standing, 6 games out of 1st. Meanwhile, the Renegades are 19-12, 1 game out of 1st place, hitting in 2nd place right now, and they are 10-6 on the road. Going on air a little bit earlier tonight because I've got a pregame interview with Ironbirds right-handed pitcher Jake Lyons to play for you guys. So I'm going to play the interview with Jake, and then after the interview, we'll get you set with everything you need to know. All the details for tonight's game, starting lineup, starting pitchers, and more as the Ironbirds look to make it 4 wins in their last 5 starts. So here is my interview from earlier today with Aberdeen Ironbirds pitcher Jake Lyons. Michael Mark Cantonini back here on the Ironbirds Radio Network. I'm here with Ironbirds pitcher Jake Lyons. Jake, thanks for taking the time today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Really solid outing from you the other night. 4 shutout innings, 9 strikeouts, 2nd most strikeouts you've had in a game in your career. What was working for you?
To be honest, it was just the fastball. I mean, I think we looked over the numbers. I threw 48 pitches, and I believe 34 of them were fastballs. So, to be honest, all the pitches were working, but I think working with the Reds back there, we kind of figured out early that the fastball was playing pretty well. So, I mean, until you prove that they can hit it, I mean, kind of just stick with what's working. So,
was there a specific game plan going in on how to attack hitters?
So every outing we have a pitcher's meeting with our pitching coach, Miney, kind of go over the hot and cold zones of the hitters and kind of understanding what works against them. So I think just going in with a detailed plan every single time that we go out there kind of helps set up what you have and kind of work off that. So I think always going over something before the game, just having your mind right, really helps going into that.
So you mentioned the pitching coach, Austin Miney. It's his first season with the team. How's it been working with him?
Good, really good. I like having him out there. I love throwing bullpens and just getting feedback every single day. Kind of, there's always something to work on every time you go out there. So even having a good outing or a bad outing, there's always something that you can work on. So just always getting information and just always being on your toes and kind of staying humble and learning more about the game every single day goes into it. And thank Miney for everything that he does.
So you mentioned working with Adam Retzbach the other night behind the plate, and you worked with Silas Ardue as well. What can you say about the job that those guys have done behind the plate, not only calling a game, but controlling the running game, throwing out attempted base stealers?
It's always good having a catcher back there that can, any mistake you make, they're always there to clean you up. So any balls in the dirt, they're always going to be there. Any guy trying to run on the bases, they're always going to give their best attempt, and usually it goes in our favor. So I like working with both of them. So I think just having them back there is just kind of builds your confidence as a pitcher.
How would you say that you've grown as a pitcher from even just this time last year?
I definitely believe that just maturity, just growing up and kind of understanding the game, and then honestly just always getting out there and getting a lot of innings under your belt, whether they're good or bad, everything's a learning experience. So I think kind of just always having a good coaching staff that you can work with and always pick their brain and just learn every single day kind of helps just with that maturity level, and then honestly just getting reps out there every single day.
But we're in an era right now where there's so much data involved in baseball. I mean, there's numbers on everything out there. Are there any specific numbers that you look at or the coaching staff or other people in the Orioles organization look at that are helping you guys improve as the season goes on?
Yeah, so we look at the common stuff with, like, vertical break, kind of horizontal movement, everything like that. And it's kind of used as a tool just to, like, when you're working in your bullpens, kind of understanding how everything's moving instead of just, like, seeing it for what it is. You can kind of understand, like, okay, now why is this moving a certain way, or if I'm not getting that much movement. It's just a great tool to see and be able to be like, okay, if you manipulate and work with something and try to see what kind of movement helps with that, it kind of helps you understand yourself as a pitcher more and, like, being able to learn more about yourself, basically. And so I'm very thankful that the Orioles do have all this information at our disposal and kind of being able to just learn about everything, and it's been helpful so far.
A lot of guys on that pitching staff here in the clubhouse in Aberdeen. Have you picked up on anything specific from any guys, or what are you guys doing in between outings, you know, picking each other's brains?
Yeah, to be honest, I wouldn't say it's like anyone specific. I think as a whole pitching staff, I can probably speak for probably everyone in there that there's not like one guy that you go to for anything specific. You're kind of, that's the beauty of baseball, is you can go around and talk to basically everyone and kind of pick their brains about like what's working for them. And then so basically you're getting a lot of information from about 20 guys that can help you improve your game. So I think it's best to like go around and ask for everyone's help rather than just trying to like tailor to like a specific person and kind of pick up on someone's abilities and see if they come back and pick on yours, and it's kind of like a lot of back and forth talking, and it really helps.
Last one for you, Jake. What's it like pitching in front of this home crowd at Aberdeen?
It's awesome. It's always been a pleasure. I mean, I've had my stint here for a while since 2019 when they were short season I was here, and then 21, 22, and then the start of this season, so pretty sure that most of the fans probably know who I am here, so it's always good to have familiar faces and just people cheering for you whenever you're out there pitching, so it's been a lot of fun.
Awesome stuff. Thanks for the time, Jake.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So there's my chat with Ironbirds pitcher Jake Lyons from earlier today, and Jake had a lot of good things to say. It was really fun talking to him about, you know, just pitching in front of the home crowd and, you know, all the data that that these guys look at to help them from outing to outing as pitchers, and, you know, just the camaraderie with guys in the clubhouse, picking brains of other guys to help each other out and, you know, ultimately move up through this system, try to get to the big league. So it was fun talking to Jake, and we'll definitely hear from some more Ironbirds throughout the season during the home games as the season goes on. So good to talk to Jake. We're only a few minutes away from baseball here in Aberdeen, Maryland. Roberto Mercado and Sergio Santos have just exchanged lineup cards at home plate with the umpiring crew. We're getting set for game 5 of a 6-game series between the Ironbirds and the Renegades. Renegades sit at 19-12 on the season. They took last night's game 9-7. Meanwhile, the Ironbirds sit at 13-16. They won the first 3 games of this series, looking to get back on track tonight. Ironbirds are 6-2 in their last 8, looking to make it 7 out of 9 with a win tonight. Birds will send right-hander Cooper Chandler to the mound for his second start of the season and his 6th appearance overall. On the flip side, the Renegades will send out right-hander Chase Hampton. Hampton set to make his 5th start of the season. The Ironbirds are ready to take flight. Cooper Chandler and the rest of the Birds starting 9 out to the field. So we will take a quick break for the national anthem, and then I will get you the starting lineups on the flip side of that while Chandler throws his warm-up tosses. Good night for a ball game. A little wet earlier in the day, but we are ready to play. It's the beauty of having turf here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Remember to keep it locked on Bally Live, MILB-TV, and WAMD Aberdeen. I'll step off for the anthem and come back after it's over. Almost time for baseball from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Michael Marcantonini with you on the call, getting you set for Game 5 of 6 this week between the two ball clubs. It's the Renegades and the Ironbirds getting set to go. Right-hander Cooper Chandler has towed the rubber. He's ready to throw his warm-up tosses, and while he does that, we'll get you the starting lineups for tonight's game. For the Ironbirds, leading off in right field, it's Judd Fabian. Batting second, the shortstop, Jackson Holliday. T.T. Bones is over at first base. He bats third. Silas Ardwez, the catcher, batting fourth. Freddie Ben-Cosme in the five hole over at second base. Adam Retzbach doing the catching, batting sixth. Isaac DeLeon in the seven hole. He's at third base. Isaac Baloney in left field. He bats eighth. And the nine hole hitter is Luis Valdez. He's in center field tonight behind Cooper Chandler. On the flip side for the Renegades, it's Spencer Jones in the leadoff spot. He's in center field. Alexander Vargas, the shortstop, bats second. Antonio Gomez is catching, batting third. Spencer Henson's the DH. He bats fourth. Rafael Flores over at first base, batting fifth. Grant Richardson in the sixth hole in left field, batting. And then in the sixth hole, Eduardo Torrealba batting seventh at third base. Aldenys Sanchez in right field. He bats eighth. And rounding out the lineup, batting ninth, it's the second baseman, Ben Cowles, behind right-hander Chase Hampton. But first, it's right-hander Cooper Chandler for the Ironbirds. Cooper was really good in his first start of the season about a week ago at Brooklyn. His previous four outings on the year had been in relief. He got a start in Brooklyn and blanked the Cyclones over four innings on Coney Island. He did not strike out a batter, walked a couple, but did not allow a hit, and of course did not allow a run either. So Cooper looking to stay hot on the mound. He's done with his warm-up tosses. Adam Retzbach with a throw down to second base to finish up the warm-ups. And we are ready to go from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Spencer Jones set to lead things off for the Gades. Jones hit a big night last night in his first game of the series. Struck out swinging in his first two trips to the plate, but then doubled and scored, hit a three-run homer, and then walked and scored in that order his next three times up. So here's Chandler ready to go. His first pitch of the night is sent to the netting behind home plate, and we are underway. 0-1 the count on Jones. First pitch exactly at 7:05, right on schedule. Chandler, a 6'2 right-hander, 24 years old in his second professional season. Jones back in the box, ready to go. And the 0-1 from Cooper. Breaking ball misses low. It's 1-1. Chandler's a four-pitch pitcher, fastball, cutter, slider, change. And that's a four-pitch repertoire that you see a lot of guys have these days. I think if you're going to build a pitcher in professional baseball, that's the four-pitch repertoire that you'd see. 1-1, sent deep in the air, right center field. Valdez ranges back. He won't get there. It one hops the base of the wall, and Jones pulls into second with a leadoff double here in the first. Spencer Jones continues to hit the ball hard. It's his third extra base hit in the last two games, and he's reached safely in each of his last four plate appearances. So Jones aboard to start the night. And here's Vargas, the shortstop. Vargas has started every game this series. He was the designated hitter last night. Brought home a run with a single in the ninth. Was hitless the rest of the night. Switch hitter batting left with Jones at second and no outs. Just underway in Aberdeen. Chandler's first pitch to Vargas misses low. It's 1-0. Chandler played four collegiate seasons at Rice University and then used his COVID year, his fifth year. He went to four seasons at Pepperdine and then used his COVID year at Rice for the fifth year. Pitch misses outside. It's 2-0. Owns a 3.45 ERA this season, 6 earned runs and 15 and two-thirds innings of work. Mentioned this is his second start, 6th appearance overall, 16 strikeouts, 5 walks coming in. A look at second, 2-0. Vargas skies this one to right, couple steps back for Fabian. He's well shy of the track, makes the grab. Jones tags and heads for third. Throw goes in to second, while Holliday, the cutoff man, let it go to third. And just a little bit too late, Jones picks up the bag. So a productive out for Vargas. That brings up Antonio Gomez, the catcher. Man on third and one out, top of the first, no score. And the Birds will bring the infield in about halfway. Not quite at the green part of the cutout of the infield turf, but even with the bags. First pitch to the right-handed swinger. Gomez is outside corner for a strike, 0-1. De Leon, the third baseman, close to the bag. About a step behind it depth-wise. Holiday on par with him in terms of depth at short. 0-1 in the air, right center field. It will at least get the run home. And that looks like that's all it will do. A sacrifice fly for Antonio Gomez. Valdez makes the grab in right center. And the Gades are on the board. A double, a deep fly out to move Jones over to third, and then a sacrifice fly from Gomez. 1-0 Renegades, top one. So two down and the base is empty for Spencer Henson. Defensively for the Ironbirds, Adam Retzbach is behind the plate. Isaac De Leon at third. Jackson Holiday at short. Freddie Bencosme at second. T.T. Bowens over at first. Pitch misses inside, 1-0. Isaac Bologna in left. Luis Valdez patrolling center. And Judd Fabian over to right. Chandler looking to keep it as just the one run in. Right-hander's 1-0. That misses. It's 2-0. That double off the bat of Jones was the fifth extra base hit that Chandler's allowed this season. He's done a good job keeping the ball in the ballpark, though. He has not allowed a home run. 2-0. Tap foul. It's 2-1. Cooper has been around the strike zone all season as well. He's done a great job of getting ahead of hitters, staying in the zone. 65% strike percentage coming into tonight. Walks have not been an issue at all. 2-1. Catches the outer half. It's 2-2. Chandler living low in the zone tonight, painting that outside corner against righties. One nothing Renegades on a sack fly from Gomez. Two-strike pitch, sent on the ground to short. Holiday has it. Long throw across the diamond, but he gets it there in time. And Henson is retired for out number three. But a run comes home. Spencer Jones doubles to start things off, and a sack fly from Antonio Gomez gets him home. 1-0 Gades after a half inning of play. Keep it locked right here on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated five-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want, or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our fourth annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Bottom of the first inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Michael Marcantonini with you on the call. Judd Fabian, Jackson Holiday, and T.T. Bowens, the first three due up against Hudson Valley right-hander Chase Hampton. It's Hudson Valley 1, Aberdeen nothing after a half inning of play. Birds with their first licks at the plate. Fabian, right-handed hitter, steps in, takes a strike. It's 0-1. Fabian, one of the rare baseball players who bats righty and throws lefty. It's the rarest of the combos. You see a lot of guys throw righty and bat lefty, but not a lot on the flip side. Fabian takes another fastball for a strike. It's quickly 0-2. Hampton, a 6-2 righty, in his first professional season, 21 years old. He's ready. 0-2, swing and a miss. So Fabian's down on three pitches. Good start for Hampton. Spencer Jones doubled to center to lead off the game in the top of the first. Chandler retired the next three batters in order, but a sac fly from Antonio Gomez brought home Jones, and that is how the Gades grabbed the 1-0 lead. Here's Jackson Holliday, the shortstop. First pitch to Jackson, swings over it. It's 0-1. Four pitches, four strikes for Hampton to start his night. Holliday did not start last night, but entered as a pinch hitter in the late innings. Here's the 0-1. That's outside, 1-1. Well, Holliday's reached safely in all 14 games as an Ironbird. He reached safely in all 13 as a Shorebird, so he's been on base in all 27 games he's played this season. 1-1, big cut at a high fastball. It comes up empty. It's 1-2. On the season, combined between Delmarva and Aberdeen, Holliday hitting .350 with a .484 on-base percentage and a .590 slugging percentage. 14 of his hits are for extra bases. He scored 27 runs in 27 games. Ready to go with the count 1-2. Next pitch, breaking ball misses just inside. That's a great take from Holliday because from my vantage point up here, it looked good. I'm sure a lot of people thought it was strike three, but that's a good take from Jackson. Two balls and two strikes. Hampton again out of the windup. Breaking ball, that one off the plate as well, and the count's full. Ironbirds rocking their home alternate light blues. Gotta love the baby blue unis. Orange and black piping down the side of the pants. Ironbirds written in white with orange outline across the chest. Here's Hampton's 3-2 to Holliday. Breaking ball, and this time it's a called strike three. Drop the hammer on him. Two up, two down here in the first. Here's T.T. Bowens, the first baseman. As the Birds look to avoid a 1-2-3 first. Down 1-0 early. Defensively for the Renegades. We'll get you the defensive alignment here in a second. Bowens takes a breaking ball inside 1-0. Gomez behind the plate. Torrealba at third. Vargas is the shortstop. Cowles at second and Flores over at first. Richardson in left, Jones in center, and Sanchez in right. 1-0, Bowens takes, so a patient approach from the Birds early. TT did not play in last night's ball game. Played the first three games of this series. His first three games of 2023. 1-1, Bowens skies it way up there, left side of the diamond. That one will stay in the infield. Who wants it? And, well, Vargas wanted it, but he dropped it. Bowens is aboard here with two down in the first. That ball was way up there. Took forever to come down. And Vargas, you know, based on his body language, it didn't look like he was all sure that he had it. Tried to take it off the side of his left shoulder. Ball went in and out of his glove, and Bowens is safe on the E6. That brings up Silas Ardue, the catcher. Silas get a chance to stay in the lineup but get off his feet tonight as Adam Retzbach does the catching. Ardue takes strike one. It's Bowens over at first with two down. Birds down 1-0, bottom one. Game five of this six-game set with the series finale tomorrow at 2:05. Short lead for Bowens. Flores holding him on. 0-1, almost clipped Ardue's jersey. Got out of the way, 1-1. Ardue had the pleasure of catching Alex Pham's five-inning masterpiece last night. Five shutout innings with a career-high 11 strikeouts for Pham. Ardue takes a rip at the 1-1. It's 1-2. Best start for an Ironbirds pitcher. Best pitching performance from an Ironbird this season. Season high 11 strikeouts for an Ironbirds pitcher and, of course, a career high for Pham. And Ardue was the man navigating him through that outing. 1-2 off the plate. Counts 2-2. Two down and Bowen's still at first after reaching on the error. Hampton was a sixth-round pick of the Yankees in 2021 out of Texas Tech. Pitching for the first time professionally this year. 2-2, misses low and away, and Bowens picks up second. Hampton actually drafted in 2022, not 2021. So a man in scoring position after the wild pitch. See if Ardoin can get Bowens home. There were seven wild pitches in last night's game. It was just one of those nights on both sides. Three balls and two strikes on Ardoin with Ben Cosme on deck. Bird's down a run. Hampton looks at Bowens at second. 3-2 high. It's ball four. If Silas finds a way on, works the count back in his favor. And now Freddie Bencosme, one of the hottest hitters in this Ironbirds lineup. First and second for Freddie. Bowens at second, Ardoin over at first. Freddie's hit safely in seven of his last eight with four multi-hit games in that span. 13 hits and 34 at-bats in that stretch. Bencosme rips one to deep right field. Sanchez on his horse. He won't get there. It's down. It one hops the wall. One run is in. Here comes a second. Bencosme around second. He's digging for third. A head first dive into third. And it's a two-run three-bagger with swagger for Freddie Bencosme. On one swing, the Ironbirds grab the lead. Hashtag Fregendary. Stay hot, Bencosme. And this inning has continued all because of the error with two outs. Bowens reached on a sky-high pop-up, got to second on a wild pitch. Ardoin walked. Bencosme did not waste any time picking on a pitch up in the zone from Chase Hampton. And he's got a two-run go-ahead triple. Well, Freddie can run. And that ball out to triple's alley in right center. Quick meeting on the mound for the Renegades after the go-ahead triple from Freddie. But it's Ironbirds 2, Renegades 1, bottom one, and that got this crowd fired up. So the inning continues for Adam Retzbach. Retzbach behind the plate tonight. Bencosme triple, the first hit of the night for the Birds. Pitch from Hampton, called a strike. Well, the previous four hitters had gone up there with a patient approach, seeing some pitches. Freddie wasn't taking that ball. He got up in the zone. I mean, that was a pitch to drive, and he got it. Hampton looks over at Bencosme. Pitch, Retzbach lines it foul behind home plate. Counts 0-2. Retzbach looking to stay alive. Birds up one. Here's the 0-2 with two outs. Retzbach sends it in the air. Shallow left center. This one up there as well. Now Vargas calls for it. And this one he brings down. So the inning finally ends, but the Birds take advantage of a two-out error and score twice to take the lead. A two-out, two RBI triple from Freddie Bencosme puts the Birds up one. And after an inning of play, it's 2-1 Aberdeen. We'll head to the top of the second after these messages on Bally Live, MILB-TV, and WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer Flex Packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronbirdsBaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronbirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronbirdsBaseball.com.
2-1 Ironbirds, top two here in Aberdeen. Cooper Chandler back to work. First pitch to Rafael Flores. The five-hole hitting first baseman misses low and away, 1-0. Flores, Grant Richardson, Eduardo Torrealba, 5-6-7. Two-out, two-run triple from Freddie Bencosme has the Ironbirds up one after the Renegades grabbed a run in the top of the first. Pitch misses way outside, 2-0. Spencer Jones, a leadoff double. And then a sac fly from Antonio Gomez got the Gades up early. They took that 1-0 lead into the home half of the first when the Ironbirds took advantage of a two-out error by the shortstop Vargas. And then two batters later, Bencosme to the right center field gap put the Birds ahead by one. Well, Freddie continues the tear that he's been on recently. He's hit safely in 8 of his last 9 now. After 3 hits last night, he's got a triple to start tonight. Chandler looking to throw up a zero, keep that one-run lead. Misses outside again, 3-1 on Flores. All four infielders back deep. Chandler's next pitch, the 3-1, sent hard up the middle, past the diving Holiday into center. So Flores is aboard with a leadoff single, and that'll bring up Grant Richardson. Well, I mentioned that Cooper this season has not allowed a home run. He's done a good job limiting extra base hits. He's only allowed 5 extra base hits now in his 6 outings. Coming into today's game, opponents were hitting .233 against him with just a .637 OPS. So an opponent OPS under 700 is very good, and that's good to see for Cooper. Keeping guys off the bags. He did that in his last outing. Four no-hit innings in his first start of the season, which came at Brooklyn back on May 7th. Runner leads off first as Richardson takes a strike. It's 0-1. So Cooper in his last outing against the Cyclones started, went 4, did not allow a hit, walked 2, and didn't strike out a batter, but pitched really well to contact. And, of course, didn't allow a hit. Make it 0-2 on Richardson. He comes up empty on that one. Birds lead it 2-1, top two. And Coop's a guy who didn't get a chance to pitch a whole lot last season at the pro level. Just 3 appearances with Delmarva after he was signed over the summer. So this is really his first go-around. Of course, his first full professional season. 0-2, swing and a miss. Nasty changeup on the outer half. And Chandler has his first strike out of the game. So Richardson gone on strikes. That brings up Torrealba. Chandler made his Aberdeen Ironbirds debut back on April 12th at Hudson Valley. That outing did not go so well. Gave up 6 earned runs in 2 innings in relief. But ever since then, he's been pretty good. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Torrealba misses outside, 1-0. Over his last 3 outings coming into tonight's game, Chandler had allowed only 1 run in 11 innings. Just 3 hits in that span as well. Move over to first, and Bowens applies the tag, but the runner Flores gets back. It's Flores at first after a leadoff single. One down now in the away half of the second. Holiday and Ben Cosme deep at their positions at short and second, looking to roll up a double play. 1-0 off the plate, 2-0. De Leon, the third baseman's back deep as well, about a body length off that third base line. All three outfielders deep and pretty much straight away. Here's the 2-0. Sent in the air, left side of the diamond. Holiday and De Leon over there, but it's Holiday who calls off De Leon, and it's Jackson Holiday who makes the grab for out number two in the second. So two down, that brings up Aldenys Sanchez. Chandler's done a good job in each of these first two innings after allowing a leadoff hit to retire in the first inning the next three in order despite allowing the run on the sac fly. And in this inning, he's retired the first two in order after the hit. Sanchez back in right field tonight. Did not play last night. Takes a breaking ball for a strike, 0-1. Birds looking to get back in the win column tonight after a 9-7 loss last night. Long pause from Chandler. Here's his 0-1. Sent foul behind home plate. It's 0-2. Well, the Birds scored three runs in the bottom of the eighth last night to take a 6-5 lead, but then coughed up four runs in the top of the ninth. They lost 9-7. Winning run was at the plate with two down in the bottom of the ninth, but Jackson Holiday struck out swinging to end the game. It was the first loss for the Ironbirds this season when they were leading after eight innings. Well, they will look to not only win tonight, but eliminate those late inning runs for the opposition. All nine runs for the Renegades came from the sixth inning on last night. Here's the 0-2 pitch. In the air, center field. Couple steps back for Valdez and couple over to that right center gap. Makes the grab, and the inning comes to an end. After a leadoff single, Chandler retires the next three in order. No runs on a hit, no errors. One man left on. After one and a half, it's the Ironbirds 2 and the Renegades 1. Bottom two after this on WAMD Aberdeen, the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Bottom two from the Dean. It's the Ironbirds 2 and the Renegades 1. Game 5 of 6 this week between the North Division opponents. The Renegades grabbed a win last night 9-7, taking advantage of the Ironbirds bullpen that had been so good in the first three games of this series, but they got to him last night. Birds took the first three games of the series, looking for a series win with a W tonight, and they lead it by one as we open up the home half of the second. Isaac De Leon, Isaac Bologna, and Luis Valdez 7-8-9 against right-hander Chase Hampton. De Leon checked his swing, appeal, no swing. First pitch breaking ball down and away. Counts 1-0 on Isaac. Freddie Ben-Cosme with a two-out, two-run triple to the right center field gap in the bottom of the first, providing the difference for the Ironbirds tonight. De Leon swings at the 1-0, taps it foul. 4 hits for Ben Cosme in his last 2 games combined. And we're just getting started tonight. De Leon had a nice night at the plate last night. Reached twice in 5 plate appearances, singled and walked. Takes off the plate. Isaac's been a regular either at third or first for the Birds this season. Doing a great job playing both of those positions. 2-1, big cut there, high and in. Tied him up, it's 2-2. De Leon worked a big walk last night. He came up with a man on and 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th. Birds down 2. De Leon worked the count back in his favor, walked to get the winning run to the plate. And that's really all you can ask for when you go into the bottom of the 9th, down a few runs. Just get guys on, get a chance to bring that winning run to the plate. That's what happened, and things just did not go the Ironbirds' way. 3-2, chopper to the left side. Tough play from the third baseman, Torrey Alba. A bounce throw over to first, and it's in time to get De Leon. That's a heck of a play from Eduardo Torrey Alba. Had to range to his left, deep at third, spun, and made a good throw, a good bounce off turf for Flores. So a 5-3 putout starts the second. Here's Isaac Baloney. First pitch from Hampton to Baloney, misses outside. Well, the patient approaches continue for these Ironbirds hitters. A lot of guys taking the first pitch. Only Ben Cosme offered at the first pitch tonight through the first 8 batters. And it worked out for Freddie. 2-0 on Isaac now. All 4 infielders deep for the Gades. The third baseman, Torrey Alba, is way off that line, almost playing shortstop. 2-0, make it 3-0. Fastball misses just a little bit outside. The shortstop, Vargas, is shaded up the middle, deep at his position. Still on the third base side of second, of course, because that's where he has to be. Next pitch, Baloney takes a big 3-0 cut, comes up empty. The second baseman, Cowles, is playing straight away at second, deep. And the first baseman, Flores, about, I'd say, a body length and a half, maybe 2 body lengths off that first baseline. 3-1, Isaac takes, and the count's full. Couple homers, 6 driven in for Baloney this season. Looking to start things up with 1 out. Birds lead it by 1, bottom 2. And he takes a called strike 3. Fastball on the outer half. So from up 3-0 to down on strikes. That brings up the 9-hole hitter, Luis Valdez. Luis played a big role in last night's game, despite the loss. Luis, out of the 9-hole, had 2 hits. I thought he should have had 3. He was credited as reaching on an error instead of a hit in one of his at-bats. But made things happen with his legs all night long. Tried to bunt for a hit in the 5th and eventually reached on an errant throw to first. I thought he had beat the play. Got to second because of the throw. Stole 3rd and then came home on a wild pitch. Misses outside, it's 2-0. He also singled in the 6th, and then a game-tying infield single in the 8th. He just beat the plate. There's a chopper a little bit off the bag over at first, and Luis just beat the play to first. 2-0, he takes for a strike 2-1. And then in that 8th inning, Luis stole 2nd. A delayed steal of 3rd forced an errant throw into the stands. And then he was awarded home as the go-ahead run in that 3-run 8th for the Birds. They eventually gave up 4 in the top of the 9th and lost. Tapper foul, it's 2-2. But Luis continues to do it with his legs. It just puts so much pressure on the opposing team. When you know a guy can beat out bunt hits, he can beat out infield grounders, and then steal 2nd, 3rd, even get home. Well, he's down on strikes there. Can't steal 1st. A 1-2-3 inning for Chase Hampton, a good bounce back for him after the 2-run double in the 1st. After 2 full, it's the Birds 2 and the Gades 1. Top 3 after this on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen. Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home today. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-273-9585. That's 410-273-9585. Or head over to www.tcaproperty.com.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Maple Grove Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 410-394-4000. That's 410-394-4000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Maple Grove Medical Clinic now to qualify. 410-394-4000.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Cooper Chandler back to work at the top of the third. It's the Ironbirds 2 and the Renegades 1. Game 5 of 6 this week. Chandler's first pitch of the third is a little bit off the plate. It's 1-0 on Ben Cowles, the second baseman. So Cowles then back to the top for Jones and Vargas. Two innings of one-run ball so far for Chandler. Gets Cowles to swing at one up in the zone. Count is 1-1. 27 pitches, 17 for strikes over the first two innings. Coop looking to shut it down again here in the third. Right-handed hitting Cowles, ready to go. 1-1. Outer half for a strike. Good pitch there from Coop. It's 1-2. Time is called by the batter Cowles, and he's granted it by the home plate umpire Warren Eubanks. Jalen Goodman, the base umpire tonight. Birds looking to make it 4 out of 5 and clinch the series W. And Cowles went around. Strike three on the outer half as Coop makes quick work of Ben Cowles. That's out number one and the second strikeout of his night. One out, no one on here in the third. Back to the top for Spencer Jones. Jones has been a force. The Renegades really missed his bat in the lineup over the first three games of this series. Hudson Valley scored a combined 4 runs in games 1 through 3, shut out 11-0 in game 1, and then 3-2 losses each of the next two nights. And then with Jones back in the lineup last night in the leadoff spot, they scored 9 times. Swings over a first pitch changeup, it's 0-1. Jones played his college ball at Vanderbilt, a collegiate program that continues to churn out big leaguers. 0-1 ripped left center, and it's down in front of Baloney for a base hit. Jones continues to hit. He's reached safely in 5 straight plate appearances with 2 doubles, a homer, and a single in his last 5 trips to the plate. Another really hard hit ball off his bat. So he's a 1-out base runner at first for Vargas. Birds will look to roll up an inning-ending double play. De Leon, the third baseman, back and off the third baseline. Holiday near second base. There's a swing and a foul tip into Rhett's box glove, 0-1. Ben Cosme straight away at second with Bowens holding on Jones at first. Chandler to the plate, the 0-1. Good one on the outer half. And he is ahead on Vargas, 0-2. Chandler continues to pepper the strike zone. He has not fallen behind many hitters. He has not walked anyone.
0-2 pitch coming up from Coop, but before that, a move to first. Runner back. Birds lead it 2-1 over the Gates, top three. Gates got one in the top of the first. Birds answered with two of their own in the first. 0-2, swing and a miss. Downstairs, Retzbach keeps it in front. And Vargas is retired for out number two in the third. Three strikeouts for Chandler. And now a chance to end this third inning with Gomez due up. Gomez hit the sacrifice fly in the first to bring Jones home from third. Two outs and Jones still at first. Jones takes off for second, pitch outside. It's a called strike, and Retzbach won't even worry about throwing down to second. Might not have had a good grip on that one. Jones had a good jump anyway. The Birds have kept the Gates quiet on the base paths this series. A lot of it's because in the first three games of the series, the Gates didn't have a lot of base runners. But even last night, didn't steal many bags. Another strike on the outer half. Counts 0-2. Chandler looking to strike out the side. A quick look at second. Here's Coop's 0-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball tied him up inside. And it's another strikeout for Cooper Chandler. Fans, three in the inning. It's another zero on the scoreboard. And he is through three innings of one-run ball. So we'll head to the home half of the third as the Birds look to extend their one-run lead. Keep it locked right here on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Cooper Chandler looks really good early. Three innings of one-run ball, strikes out three more in the top of the third. Give him four strikeouts on the night. Works around a one-out single. And blanks the Gates for a second straight inning. Now to the home half of the third as the Ironbirds look to extend their 2-1 lead. Back to the top of the order, Judd Fabian, Jackson Holliday, and T.T. Bowens due up for the Birds against right-hander Chase Hampton, who worked a 1-2-3 second, picked up two of his four strikeouts in that inning, and Fabian rips the first pitch of the inning into left for a base hit. So Judd's aboard as the first leadoff man to reach tonight for the Birds. That brings up Jackson Holliday. Holliday continues to impress every time he comes to the plate, whether it's taking tough pitches, working walks, ripping the ball to a gap over the fence, you name it, he's done it. Short lead for Judd at first. First pitch to Holliday, big cut there, came up empty. Chased a pitch up in the zone. It's 0-1. Holliday has a .443 on base percentage as an Ironbird. OPS over 1,000 on the season. Takes outside, and the count is 1-1. He went 0-for-1 in two plate appearances last night, so that snapped his hitting streak.
But no doubt that he'll start another one up sometime soon. Awaiting the 1-1. Here it is. Fouls it back. He's on it. Holiday, born in Austin, Texas, grew up in Stillwater, Oklahoma, went to Stillwater High School. Same high school as his dad and dad Matt and Uncle Josh. 1-2, takes it low and inside. When Holiday was the Gatorade High School Player of the Year when he was at Stillwater High, he became the fifth player from that high school to win the award. Pretty impressive when you think about it. Five guys from one high school, all winning Gatorade National High School Player of the Year. Two balls and two strikes on Jackson. Next pitch, a little bit off the plate, counts full. Holiday homered in the series opener on Tuesday in his final plate appearance of the game. A solo shot to right center over the 404 sign that gave the Ironbirds double digits on the night. Man on first with no outs. Fabian takes off the pitch, swing and a miss. Throw down to second's a good one. Did Fabian get his hand in? Yeah, he did. Oh, wait, now they're saying Judd came off the bag. And now he's called out. So it's a strike him out, throw him out, double play as it currently stands. And now Roberto Mercado with a trot across the diamond to chat with base umpire Jalen Goodman. So Holiday retired on strikes. And Judd Fabian cut down on the bases. Well, Jalen Goodman said that Fabian was in there, but then after the fact said he came off the bag and he was tagged out. So two outs and the bases empty. Here's T.T. Bowens. Bowens continuing his rehab assignment tonight. Had an excellent season debut, a two-run home run and an RBI double on Tuesday night in the series opener. 1-0, big cut there. It's 1-1. Followed that up in game two of this series with a 1-for-3 night, singled in that game. 1-1, another swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Then in game three, went 0-for-3. Had the night off last night, back in there tonight. 1-2, fouls it back. Well, it was Bowens who hit the sky-high pop-up out to short in the bottom of the first. Took forever to come down, and when it came down, it popped in and out of Vargas' glove onto the turf. The next batter, Ardoin, walked. And then Ben Cosme hit the two-run triple to right center. 1-2, popped up right side of the diamond, foul territory, out of play. That one ricochets off the wall down the right field line, and it ends up in a fan's glove. So another shot for Bowens with the count 1-2. Birds up 2-1, bottom three. Swing and a drive, center field and deep. Jones goes back, but he's camped under it to make the grab, and the inning comes to an end. No runs on one hit, no errors, no one left on. A strike him out, throw him out, double play helps out Chase Hampton here in the third. After three full, it's the Birds 2 and the Gates 1. Keep it locked right here on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronbirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronbirdsBaseball.com.
We move along to the top of the fourth inning in Aberdeen. It's the Ironbirds 2 and the Renegades 1. Cooper Chandler back to work. First pitch of the fourth is sent out to shallow left center. Holiday backpedaling, and it's Holiday who makes the grab in front of Maloney, the left fielder. So Henson retired on one pitch. Good start to the inning for Chandler. We love those quick outs. Now Rafael Flores, the first baseman, who singled his first time up. One out, no one on, top four. It was an ugly day here in Aberdeen, but it's turned out to be a pretty nice night. It's dry. A little bit of light coming out, piercing through the clouds beyond the left field wall here at the ballpark. Chandler's first pitch to Flores misses low. It's 1-0. Great crowd on hand tonight. A little Saturday night at the park action. Chandler set on the mound. Here's the right-hander's 1-0. That misses low, 2-0. Well, we had a season-high 2,253 fans in attendance for last night's game. In what was the longest game of the season for the Ironbirds so far, 3 hours and 17 minutes. Chandler ready to go, the 2-0. He's over for a strike. Well, we got a rainbow sighting off in the distance here in Aberdeen. You can see it just barely over the left field wall. Well, of course, I got to grab a picture of it now. Hashtag baseball sky, right? Chandler ready to go. 2-1 pitch. That one misses a little bit as well. They'll peel down to first. No swing. So Flores ahead in the count, 3-1. All three runs in this game came in the first inning. Zeros since. Chandler's 3-1. Off the end of the bat, down the right field line. Fabian can't get there. He picks it up at the warning track. Strong throw into second, and it's a good one. Tag from Holiday. They got him. Another outfield assist for Judd Fabian as he chucks Flores trying to stretch a single into a double. Judd Fabian letting it fly. And a good tag from Jackson Holiday. Helps out Cooper Chandler. That's out number two here in the fourth. So Flores now 2-for-2. But Judd Fabian doing his thing. Shutting it down. So a 9-6 put out. Well, I thought that there was no way he'd be able to get him just because the ball, the way the ball ricocheted and Flores made a big turnaround first. I thought it was a for sure double. But Judd Fabian had other ideas. Counts 1-1 on Richardson. It won't be a 1-2-3 inning, but Chandler looking to face the minimum here in the fourth. Birds lead it 2-1. 1-1, swing and a miss. That one was nasty. Slider diving down and in. Now one pitch away from getting out of it. The ball and two strikes with the bases empty. Next one from Coop. Swinging a tapper back to him. He picks it up. Underhand flip to Bowens at first. And the 1-3 put out ends the top of the fourth. No runs on a hit, no errors. And thanks to Judd Fabian's outfield assist, no one left on. Home half of the fourth coming up next. Keep it locked on Bally Live, MILB TV, and WAMD Aberdeen.
the Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Silas Arduent leads off the bottom of the fourth. It's the Ironbirds 2 and the Renegades 1. As the Birds look to get back in the win column tonight and clinch a series victory. Arduent swings at the first pitch and sends it foul out of play. Counts 0-1. Arduent, Ben Cosme, and Retzbach. And now that the sky's cleared up even more, we've got a full rainbow here in Aberdeen. You know, you don't see one of those very often, but it is a full rainbow here in the Dean. Arduent takes a strike, and the count is 0-2. O2 to Silas, just off the plate. Good take there from the designated hitter. Silas extended the first inning with a two-out walk. Then Ben Cosme followed with a two-run triple. 1-2, fouled back. Four innings of one-run ball from Cooper Chandler. He is not allowed a run over his last three innings of work. Continues to deal. Four strikeouts on his night. Had some help from Judd Fabian on an outfield assist for out number two in the fourth. 1-2, Arduent takes low and away, counts 2-2. Well, last night, Alex Pham worked five shutout innings to extend his scoreless streak to 17 and a third innings. Next pitch from Hampton, swing and a miss. Fastball up top, Arduent gone on strikes. And tonight, although Coop did allow a run in the first inning, he's allowed just one run in his last 15 innings of work. So while the scoreless streak is only at three innings because of the run he allowed in the first, he's been nearly as good as Pham has been over the last few outings. And here's Freddie Bencosme. Ambushed a first pitch up in the zone his last time up after everybody in front of him took the first pitch. Ripped a triple to the right center field gap. It got all the way to the wall. And it brought home the Ironbirds' only two runs of the night. Freddie takes another strike, this time a patient approach. He's down on the count 0-2. RBI's number 10 and 11 for Freddie in the first inning. And he picked up his second triple of the season, ninth extra base hit overall. Well, he's down on strikes here, fastball up top. Chase Hampton racking up the K's. Here's Retzbach. Seven strikeouts for Chase Hampton tonight. He came in with 33 on the season and only eight walks. So with no walks or one walk tonight and the seven strikeouts, he's up to an even 40 punchouts with only nine free passes. Retzbach swings at a first pitch breaking ball off the plate, 0-1. Birds lead it 2-1 over Hudson Valley, bottom four. On what's turned out to be a pretty nice night for a ball game.
1-1. It's 1-1. Retzbach with a good take. Hampton's allowed just two hits, both runs against him unearned. Birds have taken advantage of some sloppy defense over the past few games from the Renegades. 1-1. Retzbach rips one into left field. It's down for a knock. So that keeps the inning alive, and it's Retzbach's first hit of the night. Barreled that one up. Sent it on a line to left. Well, the Iron Birds, like I said, the two runs they've scored tonight are unearned. It counts just the same on the scoreboard. But two unearned runs tonight, two unearned runs last night, and two unearned runs the night before that. So taking advantage of defensive miscues by the Renegades. Here's Isaac DeLeon, 0-1 with a ground out. Takes off the plate, 1-0. Birds 2, Gades 1. Now a quick conference on the mound between the Renegades battery. Well, I've got some time. Let's hear from one of our Ironbird sponsors. Striking out trying to lease your property? You need the pros at TCA Property Management, Inc. to pinch hit and find your next tenant. Contact them at www.tcaproperty.com or call 410-273-9585. Isaac DeLeon is the batter with two outs and a man on first in the bottom of inning number four. Birds looking to extend their one-run lead. Chase Hampton's been good tonight. He's allowed just three hits, triple and two singles. DeLeon checks, snap throw to first. Retzbach back safely. Now a long pause from Hampton on the hill. 2-0, that's down. So a 3-0 count on Isaac DeLeon with Isaac Bologna waiting on deck. Hit hard on the ground to third, but handled by Torrey Alba. He goes the short way to second, and a 5-4 fielder's choice ends the bottom of the fourth. Well, Adam Retzbach's two-out single, the only hit in the inning for the Ironbirds. They go down quietly after four full innings. It's the Birds 2 and the Gades 1. We'll head to the top of the fifth after this quick break. Keep it locked on WAMD Aberdeen, the Ironbirds radio network.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. For more information, that's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our fourth annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Cooper Chandler back to work in the top of the fifth. He looks to throw up a fourth straight scoreless inning. Birds lead it 2-1 in game five of this six-game set. Bottom three in the Gades order, Eduardo Torrealba, Aldeny Sanchez, and Ben Cowles. First pitch of the inning is over for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Coop ready to go. Continues to dominate the strike zone tonight. Ground ball up the middle. Holiday a dive, but he can't come up with it. Just out of his reach into center. Torrealba's on for the first time tonight as a leadoff base runner. That brings up Sanchez, who flew out to center his first time up. Two runs on three hits, no errors for the Birds. One run on five hits and one error for the Renegades. First pitch misses high and away from Chandler, and Sanchez is ahead in the count. Coop taking his time out there. The 1-0 sent to left. Baloney over. It hit off of his glove, and it goes all the way to the wall. Here comes the runner all the way from first as Torrealba comes in to score the tying run. We'll see how they score that. It looked like Baloney had it in his glove, and it just went off the top of it. He got to the spot. A good job to get there. But instead of the first out of the inning, the tying run comes home, and the go-ahead runs at second with no outs. Got to believe that will be scored in E7. Ball was rocketed, and it is scored an error. But Baloney was at the spot, and the ball went out of his glove. And then, of course, it went all the way to the wall. That didn't help. Chandler looks to regroup now. He steps off to look the runner Sanchez back to second. Well, that ball was ripped off the bat of Sanchez. And we are now tied at two. So here's the nine-hole hitter, Cowles. Struck out swinging his first time up, and he swings at the first pitch he sees there, so he's down 0-1. Prior to this inning, Chandler had allowed just one run in his last 15 innings of work. Well, that one's an unearned run. Ball gets away from Retzbach, and it allows Sanchez to pick up third. So if that run scores two, it'll be unearned. So a man on third now. That's the go-ahead run with no outs. The Birds will bring the infield in to try to cut this one off. The infield in all the way around. All three outfielders back deep and straight away. Counts 1-1 on Cowles. He takes a slider off the plate for a strike. Or off the, on the outside corner, I should say. And it's 1-2. Well, ball and two strikes. Punch out would be huge for Coop right now. Playing Cowles to pull in the infield. 1-2. Chopper foul. The Gades got on the board in the top of the first, a sac fly from Gomez. Two out, two-run triple from Freddie Bencosme in the home half of the first to put the Birds ahead, but now the Gades have tied it here in the top of the fifth. Go-ahead run at third. 1-2, popped up down the right field line and into the seats. Through four innings, Chandler had thrown 49 pitches, 34 for strike, so continues to be around the zone. The error not helping him here in the inning, but looking to work around it. Up to 58 pitches on the night now. 1-2, it's down. A good take from Cowles. And the Renegades are seeing some more pitches now later in the game. Dangerous hitter on deck in Spencer Jones. Counts 2-2 on Cowles. Next pitch, tipped in and out of the glove of Retzbach. It's a tough one to hold on to. And we'll do the 2-2 again. Last night was back and forth over the last few frames after it was a pitcher's duel early. Game ended 9-7 in favor of the Renegades. Close one again tonight. 2-2, swing and a miss. Nice pitch diving down and in on Cowles. And Chandler gets a big strikeout. It's his fifth of the night. So Cowles retired on strikes for the second time. We go back to the top of the order for Spencer Jones. And before Jones can hit, Ironbirds pitching coach Austin Miney out for a chat. Just a reminder to fans, the series finale between these two teams is scheduled for 2:05 p.m. tomorrow. It's Mother's Day, so don't forget Mother's Day if you got to do some last-minute shopping. But if you want to spend Mother's Day at a ballpark, bring your mom. Come on over to Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Head over to ironbirdsbaseball.com. Grab your tickets. If you want to bring a group, you know, reach out about group packages. Birds now offer five-game flex packs as well. That's something to look into. And, of course, tomorrow after the game, moms run the bases. So if you're a mom and you're coming to the game, bring your sneaks, bring your turf shoes, get ready to run after the ball game. Meeting on the mound is over. Quick visit from Austin Miney. Back to the top for Jones, who's reached safely in each of his last five trips to the plate. First pitch from Chandler misses out, 1-0. Knotted at 2, top of the fifth. Birds looking to cut off this go-ahead run. The infield is about halfway now. Outfielders deep. Retzbach going through the signs with Chandler. Right-hander set, 1-0. Ooh, one looked good right there. Warren Eubanks didn't think so, though. So Jones ahead in the count, 2-0. Takes a big cut there. Looking to do some damage with it, but came up empty. Chandler's really slowed his pace down with men on base. And now the 0-1. Ripped to second, but handled by Ben Cosme. Throw home. It's late and high. And Jones, big turnaround first, but he stops there. Well, Spencer Jones ripped that one out to second. Ben Cosme, who was playing up, kept it in front, had it go off his chest. And by the time he recovered to throw home, even a good throw would have been a little late. Throw was high. And the go-ahead run is in to score. Sanchez went on contact from third, had a good lead. And everybody's safe. So Jones over at first, one down. That's an RBI fielder's choice. And with that, Roberto Mercado will take the baseball from Cooper Chandler. Tough end to his night, the error not helping out his cause here in the fifth. But after 65 pitches, Cooper Chandler's night is over. Gets a round of applause from the home crowd. He leaves on the losing end. One out and a man on first in the top of the fifth. Birds down one. Take a quick break. Keep it locked right here on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
The Iron Birds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated five-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group?
Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronbirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronbirdsBaseball.com.
Right-hander Hayden Nierman takes over for Cooper Chandler with one out and a man on first in the top of the fifth. Nierman looking to get the final two outs of this inning, get the Birds back into the dugout. It's the Renegades 3 and the Birds 2. Sidewinder Nierman's first pitch misses inside to the switch hitter batting left. It's Alexander Vargas. Chandler lasts 4 1/3 tonight, gave up 5 hits, struck out 5 and did not walk a batter. Birds looking to get out of it. This one sent way up there, right side. Then Cosme into shallow right. And it's Freddie who makes the grab for out number two. Good job by Nierman to come into the ball game and get Vargas for out number two. That brings up Antonio Gomez. So Spencer Jones remains at first base with two down. He brought home the go-ahead run with an RBI fielder's choice grounder. Nierman last pitched on May 9th against Hudson Valley. That was game one of this series. Faced four batters, got them all out, and was one of the four Ironbirds pitchers that combined for that 11-0 shutout win. It was the second shutout win of the season for the Birds. 0-1, fastball high and away. Nierman struck out two of the four batters he faced in his scoreless outing. His outing prior to that, on May 2nd at Brooklyn, gave up one unearned run in an inning of work. Season ERA now at 1.93. He's fallen behind Gomez 2-1. Four of Nierman's six outings this season have been scoreless. 2-1, ripped foul behind home plate, 2-2. On the season, 4 2/3 for Nierman, with just the one earned run against him. Five strikeouts, one walk. Opponent's hitting just 176 against him, and he has an 086 whip. Just keeping guys off base. Off the hands, over to the Birds' dugout. Count stays at 2-2. Something that's made Nierman really successful this season is the fact that he's gotten a lot of ground ball outs. That has helped him a lot. And see if he can get another ground ball here. Runners at first and second as Gomez reaches. That brings up Spencer Henson. Looked like a pitch clock violation on Nierman there. Either that or it was a catcher's interference. One of the two. One on the outer half. Counts 0-1 on Henson. So that pushes Jones to second, with Gomez now at first. Birds down a run here in the top of the fifth. 0-1. Pitch off the plate. Make it 1-1. Cooper Chandler exited after getting the first out of this inning. Completes 4 1/3 on the night. His line's not closed. He's responsible for the runner at second. As Nierman gets a swing and a miss. Counts 1-2 on Gomez. Nierman has his sign from Retzbach. Glove held below the belt. 1-2. Tapper over his glove, but Ben Cosme backhands it behind the second base bag, steps on the bag himself, and the inning comes to an end. Well, Nierman strands two. Line is closed on Chandler. Nierman does his job to get out of it. And after four and a half, it's 3-2 Renegades over the Ironbirds. We'll head to the home half of the fifth after these messages on Bally Live, MILB-TV, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics is here to help you, Ironbirds fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Baltimore area, Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing, and we love to see Ironbirds fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit agortho.com today and book your free consult. That's agortho.com for Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Ironbirds trail 3-2, bottom of the fifth. Ironbirds led 2-1 going into the top half of the inning. But after a leadoff single from Eduardo Torrealba, an error in left field by Isaac Baloney brought home a run. And then the go-ahead run came in on Spencer Jones' RBI fielder's choice grounder. Two errors in the inning for the Ironbirds, the other a catcher's interference on Adam Retzbach. But Hayden Nierman was able to get the final two outs of the fifth and limit the damage. So Cooper Chandler's night is done, gives up three runs on five hits and four and a third. Five strikeouts, no walks through 65 pitches. Now the Birds will look to get the bats going here in the home half of the fifth. As Isaac Baloney sends the second pitch of the frame back into the seats behind home plate, counts 1-1. It's Baloney, then Valdez, then Fabian at the top, 8-9-1. Baloney struck out looking his first time up. He's ready to go against righty Chase Hampton, who's back out and now working with the lead once again. Half-hearted swing from Isaac there. Comes up empty. It's 1-2. Opponents have struggled to hit the baseball against Chase Hampton this season, racking up the strikeouts. He's got 40 of them on the year now. 1-2. Check swing. Appeal, and he went around. So Baloney down on strikes. One up, one down. That's the eighth strikeout for Chase Hampton. He's racked up at least one strikeout in every inning tonight. Here's Luis Valdez. First pitch to Luis. Misses a little bit low, 1-0. The third baseman, Torrealba, came racing in, trying to thwart a bunt attempt, if there is one. 1-0, Valdez not showing bunt, takes a strike, 1-1. Valdez patrolling center field tonight, and he just looks so smooth in the outfield. He's played a handful of games at all three outfield positions. Roberto Mercado loving what he's seeing defensively from Luis as of late, getting some more reps in the outfield. Shows bunt, pulls back, takes a strike, 1-2. Roberto told me at the beginning of this series that Luis was the Ironbirds' defensive player of the week last week in Brooklyn. 1-2, swing and a miss. Curveball down in the zone. A tough match for Valdez. Two up, two down. Back to the top for Fabian. Birds trail 3-2, bottom five. As Judd Fabian looks for his second hit of the night. Singled his last time up and then was caught stealing. Takes high. It's 1-0. Hampton in cruise mode right now. Misses high again. It's 2-0. A little back and forth action tonight. Renegades led 1-0 after the top of the first. Birds responded with two. Neither team scored over the next two frames, and then Hudson Valley, two in the top of the fifth. Neither team scored over the next three frames, and then two in the top of the fifth for Hudson Valley. Counts 2-1 on Judd. Next pitch over for a strike. It's 2-2. Well, Birds starters continue to go deep into games, and that's been a trend over the last 2 weeks. Guys, you know, working their arm strength up, building up after the first couple weeks of the season, now getting deeper. Fabian skies one to right. Sanchez races back. He's at the track, makes the grab shy of the wall, and that is out number three. Another 1-2-3 inning for Chase Hampton. It's his second of the night. He's retired four in a row, and in eight of the last nine batters he's faced. So we'll head to the top of the sixth after this quick break. Ironbirds trail 3-2. Keep it locked right here on WAMD Aberdeen, the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Danny Lloyd out of the bullpen for the Ironbirds to open up the top of the sixth inning. It's the Renegades 3 and the Ironbirds 2. Hayden Nierman goes two-thirds of an inning scoreless. And his night is finished in relief of Cooper Chandler, who went the first 4 1/3. Now Lloyd, the third man to take the bump for the Ironbirds tonight. He comes on and misses outside with his first pitch. It's Flores, Richardson, and Torrey Alba. 5-6-7 due up for the Gades. A couple of singles for Flores tonight. Lloyd gets a breaking ball over for a strike, 1-1. Four-pitch pitcher. Lloyd has a four-seam fastball, a cutter, a slider, and a splitter. He looks to shut it down, misses outside with the slider. It's 2-1. Twenty-two-year-old right-hander from Charleston, South Carolina. Sixth appearance of the season for Lloyd, just the second out of the bullpen. Misses again, it's 2-1 on Flores, or 2-2 now. Lloyd last pitched on May 7th at Brooklyn. 2-2, nasty pitch diving down in the zone. And Flores swung over it. Out number one in the sixth, strikeout number one for Lloyd. And that brings up Richardson. In his last outing, Lloyd gave up 3 earned runs in 2 2/3. That was out of the bullpen. 1 strikeout, 1 walk. Was tagged for 7 hits in that game. But a really good outing in his previous game. A start back on May 2nd. Gave up just 1 earned run in 4 innings and tied a season high with 7 strikeouts in that game. 0-1. Looked really good from up here. I'll say that. It's called a ball. Birds trail 3-2, away half of the 6th, in game 5 of this 6-game series. Next one, swing and a miss. Good change there from Lloyd. It's 1-2. Lloyd looking for back-to-back strikeouts. Here's his 1-2 down. Count goes to 2-2. Not a ton going on offensively for either of these teams. A combined 8 hits and 5 runs in the game. Lloyd set again. 2-2. Popped up. This one to shallow center. Valdez comes in. And Luis makes the grab for out number 2. Lloyd settling in, 2-up, 2 down. And now Torrealba, who singled his last time. It was Eduardo who got the 5th inning started with a single. Scored the tying run. The Gades eventually pushed across the go-ahead run in that 5th as well. First pitch from Lloyd, it's down. So Lloyd's worked 4 full innings in 3 of his 5 outings so far this season. So he's been able to give the Birds some length. 1-0. That's over for a strike. One one. That's high and away. Well, Lloyd, like a lot of these Iron Birds pitchers this year, spent some time with Aberdeen last season. He was a part of a combined no-hitter against the Jersey Shore Blue Claws last June 18th at Jersey Shore. Pitch off the plate. It's 3-1. Lloyd, along with Peter Van Loon and Xavier Moore, combined to no-hit the Blue Claws in a 6-0 win for the Ironbirds in the first half of last season. 3-1. Pitch misses a little bit off the plate. Ball 4. The Ironbirds were first half North Division champs last year. And Lloyd was a big part of that. Was a part of that postseason run as well. So a 2-out base runner over at first. Here's Aldany Sanchez, who ripped that ball to the left center gap that went off of Bologna's glove all the way to the wall. Then led to the tying run, and then Sanchez scored the go-ahead run. Lloyd looking to end it here. Birds down a run, top 6. Lloyd set, 1-0, swing and a miss. Nasty slider. He's got a lot of break on that pitch. Likes to use that against righties. Here's the 1-1. Goes with the slider again, and this time misses a little bit too far outside. This is just the second time that Lloyd's pitched at home this season. Move over to first, runner back. 4 of his 5 outings on the road. He's faced the Renegades before. His season debut came against Hudson Valley back on April 12th. Worked 4 innings in his season debut with 7 strikeouts. 2-1, high and tight. It's 3-1. And now Lloyd steps off behind home plate and going to get some dirt off his cleats. And the right-handed hitting Sanchez steps back in. 3-1, fastball right down the chute, and Lloyd gets it back to full. Strikeout, a flyout, and then a walk. That's how this top of the sixth is gone. Bowen's over at first base holding on the runner. The other three infielders deep at their positions. Runner takes off, 3-2. Popped up, Ben Cosme's under it. Comes into the green part of the infield turf, makes the grab, and that ends a scoreless top of the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left on in the top half. We'll go to the bottom half of the sixth after these messages. Ironbirds trail by one. Keep it locked on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Birds looking to get it going with the bats here in the home half of the sixth. It's the Hudson Valley Renegades 3. And the Aberdeen Ironbirds, too. Birds got their only two runs in the bottom of the first inning. A two-run triple with two outs off the bat of Freddie Bencosme. That's it. Birds looking for more. Here's Jackson Holliday to lead off the inning, and he swings at the first pitch and sends it into the right center field gap. It's down. Holliday around first, big turn, but he stops there. And it's a leadoff single for Jackson Holliday. Picks on that first pitch. And the tying run is aboard here in the sixth. That brings up T.T. Bowens. Well, Holliday runs really well. We'll see if the Birds try to swipe a bag, get him into scoring position. Bowens, we know he can flip this score around with one swing. Pitch catches the outer part of the plate. And it's 0-1 on T.T. Birds down a run as the Renegades move into their bullpen. Chase Hampton done after five innings. Now Danny Watson on to try to preserve this Hudson Valley lead. Watson pitched in game two of this series, so he's in again. Scoreless inning with two strikeouts. In what turned into a 3-2 Ironbirds comeback win that night. Holliday dives back in at safe at first. Right on right with Bowens in the box. Big hole on the right side. 1-1. TT takes off the plate. It's 2-1. Final line on Chase Hampton. Five innings. No earned runs. Two runs overall. Gave up three hits. Struck out nine and walked one. Threw 81 pitches, 51 strikes. From Hampton to Watson. Bowens pops it up in the infield. And it's Flores, the first baseman, who backpedals and makes the grab in front of Cowles, the second baseman. It wasn't easy, but out number one is recorded. Here's Silas Ardouin. Arduin has been a force at the plate lately. Continues to find ways on. Walked and scored in the first. Takes one right down the chute. It's 0-1. Holiday at first has the tying run. Bottom six. Birds down 3-2. Next pitch to Silas. Breaking ball over. It's 0-2. Silas has reached base 8 times this series, 3 hits and 5 walks. Move over, Holiday back safely again. Fourth game of the series for Silas. He's drawn at least one walk in all 4 games, and he hits a high tapper over to first base, handled by Flores, steps on the bag. Well, Arduet tapped that one either off the plate or right in front of the plate, and it went way up there. Flores had to wait for it to come down and was able to step on the bag in time. So two down here as Holiday moves into scoring position for Freddie Bencosme. Bencosme picked on the first pitch up in the zone, his first time up. Shows bunt, and I think they'll appeal, and they say no, he did not go around, and that one got Bencosme somewhere on maybe the forearm or grazed the jersey. So because of that, Holiday had gone to third because the ball got to the backstop, and he's got to go back to second now. So Bencosme reaches on the hit by a pitch. Interesting decision to see him showing bunt with two outs. Might have been to just do something like that and throw off Watson. So first and second for Adam Retzbach. Go-ahead run at first. Pitch from Watson, swing and a miss. Retzbach, a healthy cut there, came up empty. Well, one's off the plate. Catcher Gomez thought about a snap throw down to first, but held it. So a ball and a strike on Retzbach. Pennsylvania native, played his college ball at Lehigh. Drafted last year. 1-1 off the plate. It's 2-1. Watson slowed down his pace with 2 on and 2 outs, trying to get the inning ender. Holiday at second, Bencosme at first. 2-1, catches the outer half. It's 2-2. Daniel Lloyd worked a scoreless top of the sixth for the Iron Birds. Birds looking to tie this thing up and even regain the lead. Holiday got it started with a base hit. Now 2-1 and 2 outs. 2-2, Retzbach takes a fastball down the chute for strike 3. And the inning is over. No runs on a hit, no errors. 2 men left on in the bottom of the sixth for the Birds. And we go to the top of the seventh with the Renegades still holding that 3-2 lead. Take a quick break, but keep it locked on Bally Live, MILB TV, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home today. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-273-9585. That's 410-273-9585. Or head over to www.tcaproperty.com.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Maple Grove Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 410-394-4000. That's 410-394-4000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Maple Grove Medical Clinic now to qualify. 410-394-4000.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292.
Daniel Lloyd back to work. Top seven, Birds down one. 3-2 Renegades lead, 9-1-2 as Ben Cowles starts things up for the Gades. 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts. Cooper Chandler, the first 4 1/3, gave up 3 runs. Hayden Nierman, 2/3 of an inning scoreless. And 1 inning so far for Lloyd. Misses outside, 1-1. The Birds want to avoid losing two straight. They'll have to do some work with the bats. Lloyd looking to keep it where it is. Catches the inside corner there. It's 1-2. Just one earned run charged to Chandler tonight. Both teams have scored two unearned runs. So four of the five runs in this game coming home thanks to errors prior in the respective innings that they scored in. 2-2, misses just a little bit inside. Lloyd wanted that one, did not get the call. Counts full. Next pitch from Dan, swing and a miss. Good comeback pitch there after falling behind, and Cowles is gone on strikes for the third time tonight. So a hat trick for him, back to the top of the order for Jones. Well, Danny Lloyd looks really good tonight. He's retired four of the five batters that he's faced. And now time is out as Isaac De Leon had to retrieve a ball that got onto the field of play from the stands. And now we're good. Now we're good to go as the Birds put on a little bit of a lefty shift for Jones. Misses downstairs. Well, he's made an immediate impact over the last two nights for the Renegades. Hudson Valley 0-3 this series without him. 1-0 with him, and now leading in the late innings here tonight. 1-0. Off the hands, out to the pitcher, off the glove of Lloyd. Holiday tried to stop it with a slide, but it gets into shallow right. And it's a base hit for Spencer Jones. So he's 3-for-4, and he's done something productive in all four of his plate appearances. In order, a double and a run in the first, then a single and a stolen base in the third. An RBI fielder's choice grounder in the fifth, and now a single with one out in the seventh. Now Vargas with one out. First pitch, he swings and sends it foul. That one into the seats down the left field line. Jones takes off for second. 0-1 sent in the air. Same spot that the first pitch was sent. Down the left field line into the seats. It's 0-2, so Jones will retreat. Vargas is 0-3 tonight. He popped out to second his last time up. Birds have kept him quiet. Vargas with four hits in the series here in five games. 0-2. High tapper to first. Bowens goes to second for the lead runner. Back to first in time. T.T. Bowens to Jackson Holiday. Back to Danny Lloyd covering at the bag. And a 3-6-1 double play ends the seventh. Time to stretch in Aberdeen. See if that gets the Birds' bats going. Birds down one. Home half of the seventh coming up. Keep it locked on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Two scoreless innings for Danny Lloyd out of the Birds bullpen. A 3-6-1 double play helped him out of the top of the seventh. The Birds go into the home half of the seventh, down one. It's Hudson Valley 3, Aberdeen 2. As the Ironbirds look to tie this thing up and hopefully take the lead. Watson back out for the seventh as Isaac DeLeon tries to drop a bunt down to start the inning with the third baseman Torrey Alba back, but he fouls it off. It's 0-1. Renegades got a run in the first. Birds answered with two of their own in the first. Go up 2-1. Off the hands to the left side, Torrey Alba has it on the run over to first. DeLeon is retired for out number one in the seventh. And then the game remained 2-1 for the next three innings before the Gades grabbed two thanks to an error in the top of the fifth. They scored two to take the lead. They held on to that 3-2 lead through the inning. And they still lead 3-2. Here's Isaac Bologna. First pitch to him over for a strike. Tough night for the bottom of the order for the Birds. DeLeon, Bologna, and Valdez combined hitless in seven at-bats. As Bologna pops one out of play, foul 0-2. Cooper Chandler started for the Birds. He looked really good. Gave up just one earned run in 4 1/3. Bologna taps that one off his foot, foul 0-2. Hayden Nierman 2/3 scoreless, and Danny Lloyd 2 scoreless since. Birds let one slip away last night, a 9-7 comeback win for the Renegades. Back and forth over the last few innings. Now Bologna looks ready to go. Steps back in the box. Next pitch. Little dribbler foul up the first baseline. And Bologna will see at least one more. Chase Hampton started for Hudson Valley. Gave up just two unearned runs on three hits with nine strikeouts and a walk. By far the best start of the series for a Hudson Valley starter. 0-2, a little bit off the plate, a little bit low too, 1-2. Bologna looked to start things up, 1-2, swing and a miss, so he's down on strikes. And it's up to Luis Valdez with two gone and no one on in the sixth. Tough night for Valdez at the plate. He's 0-2 with a couple strikeouts. Luis played a big role in last night's game. Was on three times with two hits. He taps one out to short. On a couple hops, Vargas waits back. Has to hurry. Low throw at first. dug out by Flores, and he held the bag. Well, a nice play all the way around there, and the inning is over. So the Birds go down quietly here in the seventh, and through seven full, the Renegades still lead 3-2. Don't go anywhere. We've got a good one in Aberdeen. Top eight coming up next on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated five-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our fourth annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call.
Danny Lloyd back to work, looking for a third straight scoreless frame out of the pen. Birds trail Hudson Valley 3-2, top eight. It's Gomez, Henson, Flores, 3-4-5 for the Gades. Big double play ball for Lloyd to get out of the seventh. Birds went down 1-2-3 in the home half of the seventh, though. But Lloyd picking up right where he left off, ahead 0-2 on Gomez. Looking to keep the deficit at one run. 0-2 off the end of the bat, into right, down for a knock. Well, that's a tough one for Lloyd. Made a good pitch, and Gomez just flicked his bat out there, got it off the end, and dumped it into right. Here's Spencer Henson, the DH. Lloyd's been really good tonight. Bounce back from his last outing. Here's a ground ball to second. Ben Cosbe spins, throws to second for one. Holiday over to first, dug out by De Leon. But the runner is safe at first. Well, that's a good time to mention that there are defensive changes for the Ironbirds. Isaac De Leon moves over to first. And Max Wagner is in at third, so T.T. Bowen's out of the game. Well, it looks like Wagner will enter in Bowen's batting spot. So the Birds cut down the lead runner, Gomez, on the fielder's choice. And Henson reaches. It was a nice spin by Ben Cosme to get to second for Holiday, and then Holiday gunned it across the diamond. Fastball outer half. It's over for a strike to Flores. The count's 0-2. Lloyd ready. 0-2. Line drive to right. Fabian plays it on a hop. Second hit of the inning. And Flores is aboard with his third hit and four chances tonight. That brings up Grant Richardson. First and second for the Gades as they look for insurance. And now Adam Retzbach out to the mound to chat with Danny Lloyd. One more game this week between the Renegades and the Ironbirds. A 2:05 first pitch tomorrow. Should be a fun afternoon at the ballpark. It's Mother's Day. If you want to spend Mother's Day at a ballpark, come out to the Dean. Come out to Lido's Field. Moms run the bases after the game.
After that, an off day Monday, then the Ironbirds go back on the road. First pitch from Lloyd to the left-handed swinger. Richardson misses outside. It's Flores at first, Henson at second. Lloyd taking his time, 1-0. That's outside. Lloyd hasn't fallen behind many hitters tonight. 2-0, that's over. Big pitch there. Lloyd will look at second. The 2-1, swing and a miss. Good changeup there, and from 2-0 to 2-2. Another big pitch coming. Lloyd with two strikeouts in the game. Could really use another one here. See if the Birds can roll up another one of those inning-ending double plays, too. 2-2, fastball low. Count runs full. All three outfielders are deep at their respective positions. The third baseman, Wagner, is way off the third baseline back deep. Shortstop Holiday pinching behind the runner Henson at second. 3-2, grounded foul. And then on the right side of the infield, Ben Cosme, where you'd expect him to play as the second baseman, deep at his position. Then De Leon is behind the runner, Flores at first. He's playing deep, about a body length and a half off the line. Lloyd set again. Here's the 3-2. High chopper to first. De Leon comes up on it. Backhand stab. Nice play there. Takes it to the bag himself. Three unassisted for out number two. Both runners move up, so second and third now for the Gades. That was an in-between hop for Isaac De Leon. It looked like he was going to wait back on it, but then decided to come up on it. Took it on the short hop. Was able to pick it. You know, if that ball goes up his arm or off the glove and ricochets, then it's a disaster, but Isaac made the play. Here's the 7-hole hitter, Torrey Alba, swings and sends one into the seats beyond the first base dugout, 0-1. Birds trail 3-2 as the Gades look to put their second straight game in the win column. Lloyd set. Here's Danny's 0-1. Hard hit into right field, a base hit. One run is in, and they won't try for a second. Good throw in from Fabian. Now Henson scores from third. It's an RBI single for Eduardo Torrealba. It's his second hit of the game. And the Gades grab an insurance run. It's 4-2. Well, that's a nice piece of hitting from Torrealba. Just sent one the other way past the shift. And Judd did a good job getting it in quickly. Keep that second runner from scoring. So first and third for the Renegades with Sanchez due up. First pitch to him, misses high, 1-0. Birds now trail by two, 4-2 Hudson Valley over Aberdeen. Birds with the top of the order due up in the eighth. 1-0, foul back. Lloyd doing what he can to limit the damage here. Birds looking to get out of it. 1-1, dribbled on the ground to short. Holiday has it. Long throw across the diamond in time, and the inning's over. But the Gades send six to the plate. They grab an insurance run on a two-out single from Eduardo Torrealba. It's 4-2 Hudson Valley over Aberdeen. We go to the home half of the eighth. Birds with some work to do. Keep it right here on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
4-1 210-297-9.
Ironbirds now offer FlexPacks. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297.
Well, it looks like that is not the end of the top of the eighth inning, and now the Ironbirds are heading back out onto the field. And I think everybody's trying to figure out what's going on here. Jackson Holliday talking to the base umpire, Jalen Goodman. Now Renegades manager Sergio Santos heading out to chat. And now home plate umpire Warren Eubanks is going to head over and talk to the Renegades side. And now Roberto Mercado wants an answer. Well, the Birds are back out on the field. And this is one where I think really everybody's a little confused. We'll wait and see. Not a long discussion on either side. Well, now the inning's not over. So base is loaded now for the Renegades. Wild stuff you see in minor league baseball. Something like this happens on a nightly basis, it feels like. The bag's juiced with two down. Pitch from Lloyd. Scoots away from Retzbach, but he keeps it close. Pitch. That's out on the outer half. It's 1-1. So Sanchez at first, so it's not an inning-ending ground out for him. That pushes Torrey Alba to second. And now Cowles, who's 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. 1-1, chopper foul. It's 1-2. One of those situations where you look down after the end of the inning to fill out your scorebook, and then you look up and see the team going back out on the field. And just one of those wacky things you see. Pitch down in the zone, counts 2-2 on Cowles. Flores at third, Torrey Alba at second, and Sanchez at first. Two-two, ripped into right. Here comes Fabian. It's down in front of him. Two more runs in for the Renegades, and it's a two-run single for Ben Cowles. Well, that makes a huge difference in this one. Birds thought they had the end of the inning with just one run in. Things getting worse now after Cowles brings home two to double the Renegades' lead. So Sanchez reached on a catcher's interference called on Adam Retzbach. Second time he's been called for one tonight. It's the second time this series an Ironbirds catcher has been called for two catcher's interferences in the same game. Now Holliday fields the chopper, throws to first, and we'll wait and see if this one really ends the inning. Just got to wait and see what the umpires say. That catcher's interference call did not help the Birds. So the inning looks like it's finally over. 6-2 Renegades after 7.5. We'll head to the bottom of the eighth now on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
The Ironbirds now offer FlexPacks. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group?
Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronbirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronbirdsBaseball.com.
Well, a two-out catcher's interference called on Adam Retzbach extended the top of the eighth inning. And because of it, a two-out, two-run single pushed the Renegades' lead from 4-2 to 6-2. Here we are, bottom eight, as Judd Fabian takes a rip at the second pitch of the inning. He's down 0-2. Birds with six outs to play with, needing four runs to keep this thing going. Tough night for the Birds offensively. Not much going on other than the two-run double from Freddie in the first. Danny Watson remains in the game for Hudson Valley. Five innings from Chase Hampton, the starter. Two scoreless for Watson since. Fabian 1-for-3 with a single tonight. Flew out to right his last time up. 1-2, high and away. Two-two, that's outside, and the count goes full on Fabian. Fabian, a liner out to short, but right at Vargas. That's a tough one. Fabian hit it on the screws. That brings up Jackson Holliday. Holliday singled up the middle his last time up. A couple of strikeouts to start his night. Just looked really good at short again. So smooth out there with the glove. First pitch to Jackson. Misses outside 1-0. Well, the vibe around the ballpark has been so good this week. Season-high crowd last night. Great crowds all five nights of this series so far. 1-0. And a lot of it's because Jackson's in town. First home series of the season for Holliday. He was promoted to the Ironbirds from Low A Delmarva a couple weeks ago, but he was promoted before a two-week road trip. So this week is the first chance that the Ironbirds faithful has had a chance to see him. Ball's outside. Counts 3-0 on Jackson. Extended his on-base streak to 28 games tonight. He's reached safely in every game he's played. 3-0, takes a fastball in the outer half, 3-1. Holliday did not start last night's game, entered as a pinch hitter late. Back in the starting nine tonight, 3-1. Chopper to the right side, backhanded by Flores. A flip to the pitcher covering. Jackson almost beat it, but he is called out by the base umpire, Jalen Goodman. Good hustle there from Holliday, but he is out number two in the eighth. That brings up Max Wagner, who entered the game as a defensive replacement in the top of the eighth. So Wags will hit for the first time tonight. Misses outside. Wagner's had a really nice month of May. In nine games in May, he owns a .371 on base percentage, and he's slugging .543. He's reached safely in eight of his nine games this month and hit safely in seven of those. Watson's next pitch misses outside. Well, Watson has a really deceptive delivery. He hangs that left leg over towards the third base dugout, so he's really closed off from the plate when he comes set. Hides the ball really well. 2-0. Wagner takes a strike, inner half, 2-1. He didn't like the call there. 4 extra base hits, 3 homers, and a triple in the month of May for Wagner. He's driven in 5 in the second month of the season. He sends one in the air. Playable out there and left for Richardson. And that is out number 3. So a 1-2-3 bottom of the 8th. Birds go quietly. And they are down to their final 3 outs. But first we play the top of the 9th. It's Hudson Valley 6, Aberdeen 2. Keep it right here on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen, the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Iron Birds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Right-hander Carson Carter out of the Birds bullpen to pitch the top of the 9th inning. He takes over for Daniel Lloyd, who worked 3 innings, gave up 3 runs, only 1 earned. 2 scoreless before allowing 3 runs in that 8th inning. Tough inning for him. Thought he had an inning-ending ground out, but a catcher's interference kept the inning going. So his night is done. And now Vargas, Gomez, and Henson, 2-3-4 to face Carter. First pitch of Carson's night. Gets a swing and a miss, and Vargas down 0-1. Birds trail 6-2, top 9, in game 5 of this 6-game series. Second outing of the series for Carter. He worked a scoreless 9th in the 11-0 win in the series opener. Retired all 3 batters he faced in that game. Combined with Gene Pinto, Nick Richmond, and Hayden Nierman on the complete game shutout. Those 4 pitchers combined to allow just 2 hits and 1 walk on the night. Grounder out to second. Ben Cosme on the backhand over to De Leon at first. And Vargas is retired. Good start to Carson Carter's night. Brings up Antonio Gomez. This is outing number 6 on the season for Carson Carter. It'll be the 3rd time he's faced the Renegades. Faced him in his season debut back on April 12th at Hudson Valley. 2 innings of 1-run ball. Then, of course, the series opener this week and now tonight. A 1 swing and a miss. Well, that's the stuff's moving for Carter. Carson throws 4 pitches. He's got a 4-seam fastball, a cutter, a curveball, and a changeup. Lowers the glove at the belt, 0-2. Ripped into right. Fabian, though, is on it. Makes the grab, racing towards the track. So 2 up, 2 down. Carter making quick work of the gates here in the 9th. Well, Carson's been bitten by the long ball a couple times this season. He's given up two home runs, and that's hurt him in a couple outings, but he's done a great job limiting base runners. He's allowed just one free pass now in six outings, and he starts off Henson with strike one. He's pitched to contact really well, just five strikeouts on the season in five games. But it doesn't matter how you get the outs as long as you get them. 0-1, that's high. Ramped it up there on the fastball. It's 1-1. Carter worked a combined 40 and a third innings last season between low A Delmarva and high A Aberdeen. 12 outings for the Shorebirds, 9 for the Ironbirds. 1-1, that's down. Just about even split innings-wise. Had some injury struggles last year. Back healthy this year. 2-1, another swing and a miss. Good pitch diving down, and Henson went after it. Birds trail 6-2, top nine. 2-2, swing and a miss. How about it? Carson Carter, 2-1-2-3 innings this series, and he is locked in. A ground out, a fly out, and a strikeout sends the Ironbirds into the home half of the ninth. Down four with three outs to play with. Need something to get going. See if the bats can do it after this on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Here we go, bottom of the ninth inning in Aberdeen. Michael Marcantonini bringing you the action. Birds down four, it's Hudson Valley six, Aberdeen two. Couple errors in this game hurting the Ironbirds. The same could be said for the Renegades early on. The Birds' only two runs of the night came in the first inning after a two-out error. Birds capitalized a two-run double from two-run triple from Freddie Bencosme to the right center gap, brought home the only two runs for Aberdeen. And now Silas Arduin, the cleanup hitter, leads off and skies one into center, but in shallow center for Jones. One pitch, one out in the ninth. That brings up Bencosme. New pitcher for Hudson Valley, it's right-hander Harold Cortillo. Birds got to Cortillo in game two of this series. Scored three runs in the sixth against him. Pitch misses outside. Bencosme takes 1-0. Three scoreless innings for Danny Watson. There's a bunt from Bencosme, a good one, and it's an infield single for Freddie. Torrey Alba did everything he could, the third baseman. Barehanded it, threw off balance. Throw was wide, it didn't matter. Benny beat it. So Freddie is on for the third time tonight. He's reached base safely seven times in the last two games. Last night he had a double, two singles, and a walk. Tonight, a triple, a single, and a hip-high pitch. Great couple days for the on-base percentage. The Ironbirds need base runners any way they can get them right now. Here's Adam Retzbach with one down. He takes a strike, 0-1. Birds down four in the ninth. Cortillo gave up two runs in two innings and was handed the loss on Wednesday night. 0-1, it's outside. No earned runs, just two runs overall in five innings for Chase Hampton, the starter. Then three shutout from Danny Watson. And now Cortillo looking to close it out. Not a save situation. But Cortillo looking for those final three outs. He has the first. Two, one. That's outside as well. And it's 3-1. Retzbach holds the bat out in front of him. He's ready to hit. Here's Cortillo's 3-1. Swing and a miss. Six runs on 10 hits and an error for Hudson Valley. Two runs on just five hits and three errors for Aberdeen. Retzbach takes low. That's ball four. Well, that helps the cause. That pushes Ben Cosme to second, Retzbach to first. Two on with one out for Isaac De Leon. Birds brought the winning run to the plate last night in the ninth. They entered the bottom of the ninth down three. Down four tonight with still more work to do. De Leon 0 for 3 with a trio of groundouts. Swings at a first pitch, slider off the plate, comes up empty. Pitch on the outer half for a strike, 0-2. Cortillo not making it easy on himself. 0-2 in the dirt. Both runners stay where they are. Birds will send right-hander Gene Pinto to the mound tomorrow to make his second start of the series against right-hander Drew Thorpe for Hudson Valley. Regardless of the outcome tonight, the Birds have their ace on the mound tomorrow. 1-2, De Leon stays alive, fouls it to the backstop. Birds haven't scored since the first. Not a ton of traffic on the bases tonight either. 1-2, low and away, snap throw to first, Retzbach got back. That was a good throw from Gomez, the catcher, from his knees. Flores came, snuck in behind Retzbach, but it was a little late. Pitch on the outer half. That misses, so the count runs full on De Leon. Cortillo in danger of loading the bases. Now De Leon wants time. So as De Leon asks for time, the catcher Gomez out to chat with Cortillo. Ben Cosme at second, Retzbach at first. If De Leon can reach, Bologna will head to the dish representing the tying run. Here's the 3-2 from Cortillo. Swing and a miss. De Leon went around. And a snap throw back to second. And Ben Cosme's safe. Well, De Leon tried to hold up. He couldn't. That was the second out. Gomez threw down to second, and it looked like they had Ben Cosme. But it looked like he got his hand back in, and now he's shaken up a little bit. So Freddie in shallow center trying to shake that one off.
That pitch could have been called ball four. De Leon went around, however. So Cortillo picks up the strikeout for out number two. And it's up to Isaac Bologna. First pitch to Bologna, misses downstairs, 1-0. Birds won each of the first three games this series. Hudson Valley got a W last night. One out away from a second straight win. 1-0, ripped by Bologna, foul down the first baseline. Well, he got all barrel on that one. Couldn't straighten it out. Birds need another man on to grab the tying run. To bring the tying run to the plate. Dylan Beavers in the on-deck circle. He'll pinch hit for Luis Valdez if he gets a shot. 1-2, or 1-1, make it 1-2. Would love to see Dylan get a shot representing the tying run. He's got home run pop in that bat. Cortillo bends at the waist, looking in at his catcher, Gomez, for the sign. Two on with two outs in the ninth. 1-2, Bologna takes high and in. Two-two, Bologna sends one in the air, deep right field. Sanchez moves back, and he makes the grab to end the ball game. Well, Bologna gave it a ride, hit it to one of the deeper parts of the park, and that is how tonight's game comes to an end. So the Birds drop their second straight. No runs on one hit, no errors, two men left on in the bottom of the ninth. And Hudson Valley gets back in the win column again. So the Gades will go for a series split tomorrow. The Birds will play for the series win. Well, these two teams have played each other tough this season. The Gades took 4 of 6 in Hudson Valley a few weeks ago. Birds lead this series 3-2. One more tomorrow. Birds will look to get back in the win column after dropping the last two. We'll wrap things up here on the broadcast and get you the final totals tonight. 6 runs on 10 hits, 1 error for the Renegades. With the win, the Gades move to 20-12 on the season. 2 runs on 5 hits, 3 errors for Aberdeen. The Birds drop to 13-17. The win goes to Chase Hampton. He's 1-0. Cooper Chandler handed the loss. He's 1-2, but pitched really well in his second start of the season. No save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 30 minutes in front of 2,034 fans. Here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Hudson Valley grabbed a run in the first. The Birds answered, took advantage of a two-out error and grabbed two of their own. But the Birds would not score again. Two more for Hudson Valley in the fifth and 3 more for good measure in the eighth. The Gades win it 6-2 here on a Saturday night in the Dean. Well, that'll do it for me tonight. I will be back on air tomorrow night as the Birds play, or tomorrow afternoon as the Birds play for the series win. Birds drop tonight's game 6-2. Thanks to everyone who tuned in. Of course, thanks always to my outstanding production crew and our creative services team here in Aberdeen. Birds looking to get back in the win column tomorrow. A happy early Mother's Day to all the moms out there. I'll be talking about that tomorrow on the air as well. First pitch coming up at 2:05 tomorrow afternoon, but I will be on air for the air show, the pregame show, at 1:40, which will be streamed live on MILB TV and Facebook Live. So you got me, Ray, and Stash on the pregame show tomorrow at 1:40. We'll talk to you then. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. And as always, keep it locked on Bally Live, MILB TV, and WAMD Aberdeen, the Ironbirds Radio Network. Have a great night, everybody.